carried the water bucket into the tent. The scene inside was like a nightmare. The tent was hot and stuffy. A dozen injured soldiers lay on small cots. Some called for food, others begged for water or just moaned. Jack wanted to rush back outside, but Annie got right to work. She rolled up her sleeves and smiled. "Hi, everybody," she said cheerfully. None of the soldiers smiled back.
"I have good news," she said. "We've brought lunch."
Annie moved down the row of cots. She handed out pieces of bread and chunks of potatoes to all the patients.
"You'll be feeling better soon," she said to one sick man. "You'll see your family again," she told another.
Jack looked around nervously. He wasn't sure what to do.
"Give them water, Jack," Annie called to him.
Jack saw a tin cup beside each man's cot. He picked up the first cup. Carefully, he used the ladle to fill it with water. Keeping his eyes down, Jack handed the cup to the patient. He felt shy and uncomfortable. He didn't know what to say. Jack moved on to the next patient, then the next. He gave each wounded man a cup of water, but he never looked right at any of them or spoke a word. Soon Jack and Annie had finished passing out food and water.
"Goodbye,"
Annie said. She waved and left the tent. Jack quickly followed her.
"Let's go home now," he begged once they were outside. "We've got what we came for."
"If we leave now, the patients in the next tent will go hungry and thirsty," said Annie.
Jack sighed.
"Okay," he said. "But after we take care of them, we're leaving for sure."
He followed Annie into the next tent. Just like the last tent, it was filled with wounded soldiers. But the soldiers in this tent were all African Americans.
"Hi, everybody,"
Annie said, smiling warmly. Again, she passed out potatoes and bread. She also talked and made jokes. Jack poured water into each of the tin cups. Again, he didn't speak to any of the soldiers. But as he handed over the last cup, a patient spoke to him.
"Thank you for your kindness, son," the soldier said.
Jack glanced shyly at the man on the cot. He was an elderly, silver-haired black man.
"You're welcome," said Jack.
He tried to think of something else to say. He remembered Annie's cheerful words.
"You'll get well soon," he told the patient. "You'll be with your family again."
The man shook his head.
"No, I'll never be with my family again," he said quietly. "My wife and children were sold long ago."
"Sold?" said Jack.
"Yes, we were slaves," the man said.
"You were a slave?" asked Jack.
"All of us in this tent were once slaves," the man said. "We ran away from our owners in the South to fight to end slavery, to fight for freedom for our people. I ran barefoot for over 30 miles to tell the Union soldiers that the Confederates were going to attack."
The man fell silent.
"You're a very brave freedom fighter," said Jack.
"Thank you, son."
The man closed his eyes. Jack wanted to know more about slavery, but he didn't want to bother the weary patient. He pulled out the Civil War book. He found a picture of African Americans standing on a platform. The men, women, and children had chains on their hands and feet. Jack read, "In the 1800s, the United States was divided over the issue of slavery. The North wanted the country to end all slavery, but the South wanted to keep slaves because more than 4 million African American slaves worked in the huge plantation fields there. This disagreement between the North and South led to the Civil War." Jack looked down at the man's face. He looked very weary. Jack pulled the nurse's list of rules from his knapsack.
"Lessen sorrow and give hope," he read.
Jack put the list away. He leaned close to the man and spoke in a soft voice.
"One day, your great-great-grandchildren will be doctors and lawyers," he said.
The man opened his eyes. Jack went on.
"They'll help run the government and schools.
There'll be senators and generals and teachers and principals.
The man stared hard into Jack's eyes. Can you see the future, son? He asked.
Jack nodded.
In a way, he said. The man smiled a beautiful smile.
Thank you, son, he said.
Then he closed his eyes again.
Good luck,
whispered Jack. He hoped the brave man would live to enjoy freedom.
Ready to go home now, Jack? Said Annie.
She had finished passing out the food. Jack nodded. As he and Annie stepped out of the tent, they heard someone shout,
She's back!
A horse-drawn wagon was barreling into the camp.
Who's back? Asked Annie.
Clara Barton, a patient said. She runs this hospital.
Clara Barton? Said Annie. I don't believe it.
Who's Clara Barton? Asked Jack.
He'd heard the name before, but he couldn't remember who she was.
Who's Clara Barton? Said Annie. Are you nuts?
She ran to meet the wagon. Chapter 5, Angel of the Battlefield. Jack still didn't remember who Clara Barton was. He pulled out the Civil War book and read. Clara Barton was a famous Civil War nurse. When she began nursing, she used her own money for her supplies. She drove a horse-drawn ambulance right onto the battlefield to help save wounded soldiers. For this reason, she became known as the Angel of the Battlefield. Jack put the book away. Then he hurried to Annie. He looked at the woman sitting in the driver's seat of the wagon.
She doesn't look like an angel, Jack thought.
The woman was very small. She had a plain, serious face and dark hair pulled back in a bun. She wore a long black skirt and a black jacket. In the back of her wagon were more wounded soldiers in torn, bloody uniforms. They moaned and cried.